Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna. Or could it be the hazel brown eyes in disguise of an angel? Cause right now I really want you to connect. I suspect you into that. What's it gonna take to make you want me back? Give me a sign, show me a line, intertwine with your mind so I can make you mine. So I can make you mine.
Come on and try me. If you want to, take a chance and follow me.
Still waiting, baby. What's it gonna be? Is it
me for you, you for me?
I got time, so the second round should win you over. My last attempt to make you get a bit closer.
It's gonna take a little more than that. When it comes to my heart, you better come correct. Cause I'm not that easy to give a key vibe and we'll see.
A little bit late,
glad you stayed and waited because I think we've got a great show for you. I'm going to call our group together. I'm going to call on Coach Kevin to tell us about him and come in.
Good evening. This is Coach Kevin, Midwest Mocha Coach, living in Florida, Tropical Mocha. Been a member since 2017. Great family atmosphere. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Kevin. We have Sunshine Valerie.
Hey, everyone. This is Val, better known as the Midwest Mocha Sunshine. I don't think I ever told you, but I think I've been in the group over 2 years. I'm from Indiana, and we have a great show ahead, and we're excited tonight.
You got some background noise.
Okay. I hear it, too. We have next, we have Elijah, and we call him Cali. That's our California guy, King.
Hello, everybody. This is Elijah. They call me Mr. Cali, calling from the Bay Area, Northern California. I've been in the group, I think, 2017, 2018. So much going on, I forgot, but about a few years. And everything's good. Just trying to survive this, get through what we're getting through. So glad to be here.
Okay, thank you. And I am Mama Pamela. I get to be everybody's mom. I'm not sure about that right now, but we're working on it. Good evening, everybody. We are going to have a great show for you. We want you to go to the website to listen. But if you want to talk to us, the number is on there for you to call in. Okay, everything sounds okay, guys. All right. We're
yes.
going to talk about some interesting topics tonight. Do want your input. We're going to start with segment one, and that is when your new relationship is constantly bringing up their past relationships, how do you handle it, especially when you really, really care about the person? Who wants to start? Elijah?
Well.
Cali?
I would, wow, that's a tough one. And that tells me if they're constantly bringing up their ex or their past relationship, that they're not really over it or they're getting over it, because sometimes a lot of baggage and a lot of wounds are still fresh. And everybody's healing time and letting go time is different. But if they're constantly bringing them up, and I'll probably be, you know, I'm a very blunt person. Me personally, I'll probably be, go to the person and say, are you over that person? Or see, and if I really care about the person, see, I would hear them out. Hear them out, because then they'll teach me what not to do or what subjects to
okay.
avoid.
Okay.
Yeah. Teach me, then I would politely ask, respectfully ask, why are you here with me if you're still, if all those skeletons are still rattling me in your closet? What are you doing here with me? You need some time to heal, because I'm not trying to catch any, drift or pay for something that person did. But
yeah.
Thank you for letting.
That's
me,
true.
Thank you for letting me know. Now I know what not to do or what to do. So, I mean, it could go both ways. It could. I mean, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. So instead of just shutting them out, because they're bringing them up because they're expressing themselves to you, and as a partner who cares about you, or you, the partner that you care about, whether you like it or not, you have to kind of be sensitive to their needs and see them for where they're at. That's what I think.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you. Next, we have MMS Miss Sunshine Valerie. Hello, Valerie.
Hey, I'm here. Here I am.
Okay.
Well, for me, you know, usually like kind of like piggybacking on what Elijah said, normally it is something they haven't gotten over. That's why it's important when you have left a relationship and you're not healed or you're not feeling complete, or you still have that. People call it baggage. It's not necessarily baggage, but what it is that they still are kind of mourning that relationship, trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
You know, where do I go next from now? You know what I'm saying? How do I move on from this? Do I keep dating and looking forward? Do I rest and take some time to heal for myself? So sometimes, I'm kind of like Elijah, sometimes you got to let them air it out. See how much they're still into it. Because if they're too far gone in it, then you need to step back and let them take that time. It's that old saying that says, if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back in return, it's yours. It's kind of one of those things. Sometimes you got to let them go.
Right.
Let them get healed and come back. And it's okay. But the main thing is that people have to learn how to have patience. Relationships are built on patience. So if you're not ready for that,
Amen.
You don't have no patience, then you need to check yourself.
Amen.
Just start cleaning your own closet. So that's how
that's true. Yep.
That is really true. Next, we have Coach Kevin. Will you share your ideas and feelings with us, please?
My feelings on it is, you know, you have to ask yourself, are you in a relationship or are you looking for a therapist? Because, yes, you need to vent yourself. You need to vent yourself to heal yourself. So are you looking, testing me as if I'm going to be your friend as well as your significant other or just a significant other that you need to talk to, you see. Now, I personally would, you know, if I really cared about the person, you know, Steve Harvey mentioned something about a 90-day rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
you can listen, but for so long before you get tired of hearing about the past relationship or, in some cases, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to ask yourself, am I a therapist or am I your significant other? You see? But, you know, you give it time. You give it time, but you have to give yourself a set time that, you know, how much you're going to endure this, you know? And you hope that if you two don't make it, you hope that what you do toward this person will help them.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think that when we came up with this question for this segment and we were talking about it, I had to see it in two ways because having lost my husband, being a widow, came from most of my life with one person. And so everything I knew and how I judged everything was from that one marriage.
Okay.
And I had to think about, do I do this a lot? Well, of course I do, because that's all I know, basically. You know, few people have come along, but that makes it hard because when I've had something and it was great, I want somebody that's going to be great for me. And so I guess I will talk about it a lot. I knew that. But then I went on to think about the other, you know, relationships. And you know that people are hurting by the things they tell you about those relationships. And it kind of makes you feel like, can I live up to what they're really looking for?
Yeah.
You know, or have they been hurt so much that there's nothing you can really do but listen and talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, you can hope because you care about that person that they will rise up above it and realize that they have something new and better. But that doesn't always happen because they will fall back on that. And that brings what we've talked about before, guys, that fear. That trust factor. You're trying to get into a relationship with somebody whose trust is not there yet. They're hurting from what happened before. And you said it best, Kevin, that 90-day rule. If after a certain amount of time you've been caring and patient and you notice it's not changing, it's time, would you say, Valerie, to let them go. And if they come to their senses, they'll come back. That's my thought on it, guys.
But you know what?
And to add on, go ahead.
You know what I wanted to say? You know what? You just healed a whole lot of people just right there. Even for me to hear that, how you say you brought it into the next relationship, sometimes people don't even know that they're doing that.
Right.
And then when you turn around and ask yourself, hey, do I really do this? That's a bigger person, because we can keep going back and forth saying, I don't do that, now y'all constantly bickering. But if you don't never ask yourself if that's what you're doing, you cannot even get to the root of the problem. You just healed a whole bunch of people just now.
When it came up, I really had to spend the last few days thinking about, oh my gosh, I know I do that because that's all I know. I know this person and everything he did and everything we went through. And so I am going to be judging people by those standards. And I am going to talk about what was the best thing for me.
Well, the key word you just said is standards.
Right.
You know, I'm old school, and we're held to a standard of our old school training, our old school knowledge. Now, it also depends. Like, I had a conversation with a young lady earlier this week about this same subject. And she told me the reason why she's not dating is because of she got tired of hearing the lies and the false promises, you know. So that's the baggage that she brings into any new relationship she goes into. So, you know, that's why I had to think about my response to this question. You know, it's so many sides to the spectrum. You know?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, anybody can be healed as long as they open their minds.
And they're willing to, they have to be willing to get healed. They have to admit they have a problem, because some people don't realize it.
True.
Yeah.
You know,
there are
no perfect human beings
in this world.
Right.
There are no perfect human beings. And
you know,
people
Bob
don't
Marley
seem to get
quote.
That.
Bob Marley had a quote.
Uh-huh, go on.
None but ourselves can free our minds.
True.
And, you know, you can help them get there, but they have to free their own minds in order to move forward.
That's true. And like I say, I think this was just when you all came up with this topic, I had to do a lot of soul searching, because, you know, I understood that I do it. I understood it's who I am. I understood that so many things that I hadn't thought about. But again, you said, Coach Kevin, It's our values. It's what we were taught to be. And you know, too often people will tell you, you need to change your values. You know, you need to get over it. This is a new day. Well, no, my values aren't new. They're who make me who I am. My values are what make me the best person I can be.
Absolutely.
And so
Absolutely.
We have to kind of stop and take a look at that, because it's important. If a person is stuck on the past because they've been so hurt from the past, how are you going to fix that?
And it's harder with the kids involved.
True. That is
true. They're the baby mama or their baby daddy, and there's kids involved, and they're not. I'm talking children who are probably between 6 and teens, right when in the midst of both parents need to be active. I'm talking from experience.
Okay.
That makes a huge difference if there's two children involved. And so dealing with the children and then dealing with the baby daddy and the ex and the whatever he or she did to them, and then now you're in the picture, and then everything that person did, they may come back to you somehow or trigger something in her that you do. You don't have no idea to trigger something in her, and then bang, it just blows up. And then you're like, and then you're staying there, the new boyfriend, and you're gonna be like, what I do? And then she's 50, you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that has to be, I think, from experience, that how fresh is the breakup, or how fresh is, or how long have you had time to process all this? And you can tell by their tone. It could be 2 weeks or 2 years, and their tone, the way they talk about it, you can tell if the wound is fresh or not.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. And that's California Elijah, that's kind of a telltale for you. You know, are you their rebound person?
Right.
You don't want to be the rebound person.
Well, you're just going to keep getting bounced.
Yeah. Over and over again, because they're not healed. They haven't taken the time to heal, and you're going to be the one that gets hurt in that situation.
Yep.
Because if you care about them, go on.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you really care about that person, then it's important to you because you want them healthy and happy and well. And when there's nothing you can do about that, that hurts.
Yes. I mean, you have to convince a person to stop dribbling the basketball and take the shot.
Yep.
You know.
True.
Yeah.
And
in the first place, they saw something in you to make them want to come to you, to be involved with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they constantly bring up their past, you know, you got to constantly just keep being yourself, and maybe that changes the person also.
True. That is true. Because we have so many things. Go on, Valerie.
Yeah, but you know what? You also want all of the love. You want all of who they are.
True.
You chose
you
wanted to give them a chance.
All of you.
There was something about them that you embraced you or allowed you to even come connected with those people. So if that's the case, you don't want to see them sad. You don't want to see them hurt. And you do want all of them. You know what I'm saying? You want to get
yourself
of that person. That's all you're looking for. You know, you're not looking for compensation. You're not looking to say the wrong thing. You want to heal. But sometimes the patience, as I always go back and say, it's going to take the patience. And if you don't have the patience, I tell people, be real. Now, in this world right now, that's all we got is to be honest with ourselves and be real and truthful. If you do those two, you're going to suffer all the time. And not just anything you do, like anything. If you go to work and you hate your job, you have to be honest about everything now. So in your relationship, those people are supposed to be very important to you. So you know you want the best from them, and also you got to be willing to put in and give the best of you.
True.
Yes.
Thank you, Sunshine. All right, ladies, gentlemen, kings, and queens, we're getting ready to go to a commercial. So we'll be back in just a moment. Love.
Montana's, we're living the best life.
Getting ready for a good time. It's Friday night, so I'm both ready to roll. Just about time to get the show on the road. And jumping at the beat.
Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's S-Y-B-A-R-I-S.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
Welcome back, kings and queens.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. I want to tell everybody, if you get a chance for a great outing, you should go to Montana's. It's wonderful. And, of course, I always tell everybody, Sybaris is the place for an overnight or weekend stay. So, now, we're going to go to our next question. We want to tell our callers, if you have some input into something you want to tell us, please give us a call. Our second segment, too, is going to be, is the approval of your family getting into your relationship? How does that work for you?
Well, I can start on that one. This is Coach Kevin.
Coach Kevin, do
you,
me a favor.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you give out the number to call? I did do it.
Okay,
I just called the call.
For our listeners, could you call in? The number is 516-387-1381. And we want to welcome Sandy from Wales, England. Thank you for listening tonight. Yes, we have a caller.
Yes.
That is so awesome.
Oh wow, isn't that awesome?
And
isn't
again,
awesome?
We want to apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. But back to the question. No, your family input should not interfere with your choice of who you want to be with, unless they know something very damaging about this person, you know. But you have to be careful on that treadmill as well, because, you know, everybody's not going to be the cream of the crop in everybody's eyes, you know.
True.
My mother used to tell me and my brothers things, you know, when we came up, don't bring this here, don't bring that here, or, you know. And, you know, now I look back at it and, you know, I see some of the points she was making, but like I said, my mom, at the end of the day, the choice is mine if I choose to be with this person.
True.
You see, but no, I didn't forget about what you said. but I can't allow you to influence my decision.
That's true. I agree. MMS Sunshine Valley, what do you think?
Well, for me, as far as family, I say this on a personal level, I never really dealt with a lot of family in my business. See, this is the thing. You get in there once and you get in there wrong, you don't get to get twice. That's number one. Two.
Okay.
No, seriously. Two folks are some standards. You know, we have codes.
Right.
You know how you be with your cousin, your family, and they in their relationship? They'll tell you only so much. I'm not the
correct
girl you get to tell so much. I'm the girl you have to let me hit your side and his side. You know what I'm saying? I'm her. And it's kind of the same way with my family, too. But when I was growing up, my mother was very soft-spoken. She didn't talk to me like that about relationships and all of that kind of stuff. My daddy was, you know, working a lot. He was a strong man. He just showed me what a man should look like. Do you get what I'm saying? So I didn't get the benefit of family just being my mother and father being in my business as far as those things, not relationships. And another reason why, because I didn't date until late in the game. I was one of those girls that was scared of their dating. So you know what I'm saying? So, but I do encourage people that you give your family as much as they need to know. But also, if you're in trouble in these relationships, you should at least incorporate somebody you're very, very close to so that they can be there to support you. I've always been a protector.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is going on, I wait on you to give me the okay. And that's what I think
that
you do. When you get the okay, then you come in. And you wait till just the time, and you say what you need to say. You know, because everybody gives you open opportunity to voice your opinion. You just have to catch it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you guess what? When you do that, both parties are very much more respectful through it.
True.
Yes.
Coach Kevin?
Well, like I said, you know, earlier, you know, my mom used to tell me my brother's things about what she didn't want to come to her house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I told her, at the end of the day, that choice, my choice would be who I choose to have in my life. And if I happen to bring her to your house and you say something either toward her or against her, you know, yeah, it's going to be in my mind. But at the end of the day, that choice is mine. And if you don't want me to have her back in your presence, then, you know, that's fine too, because you have made a choice. And I don't know if God worked this out for me or not, but I've always lived away from family, not because I wanted to. It just worked out that way. So my family never had a input on who was in my life, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So,
Elijah.
Well, I grew up in a cultured Korean household, and in Korean culture, in pretty much Asian culture, who you date and who, whether, you know, the family are all up in your business. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
They, they want to find out if you're dating somebody, especially if you're courting somebody for marriage. They want to find out who, how were they raised, what kind of degree they got, what job do they have, are they divorced, do they got, you know, all that stuff. They, you know, they pretty much want Mr. or Mrs. Perfect for you. Me personally,
right,
I'm so American. I was born and raised here, and I found out that no matter who you, sometimes, and not just in Korean households, but in like in every household, sometimes no matter who you bring, ain't nobody gonna be good enough for the son or daughter. Period.
That's true, especially for the sons.
Yeah, exactly. Always gonna find something criticizing and this and that. And with me personally, my parents, I think before my mom passed in 2007, and then my aunties all told me, they just, with you, Elijah, they just know that you're gonna do whatever you want to do. They just gave up on you. you gonna date whoever you want to date, and because yeah, I was one of the. I'm the quote-unquote black sheep, the rebel, the one that, or the family that does whatever he wants. Yeah, I never really listened to I defy the laws of tradition because I have my own mind. And that's why I never really brought anybody home because, you know, my family was just traditional and I'm not. Now, my brother, he married a lady from Korea. They love her. And then they still have stuff to say about the wife. I'm like, he got himself a nice Korean lady who's a good Christian, college educated. And y'all still complaining? She ain't no sansan, y'all.
Right.
I said, y'all still complaining. I had a little wine in me, so it all just came out. So.
But, okay.
Me too. Yeah. Okay, guys, we have a caller on the phone. Caller 4853, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Rudy Fennell.
Hi,
hey, Rudy.
Rudy.
Hello, hello. Hey, my thoughts on this particular subject matter is the way my family is, because we're so close-knit and so forth, I mean, we're close-knit, but to the point where it's like we don't pry into each other's relationships. Because or give too much of your input because there could always be that backlash. So then you have the backlash between you and the family member. So for the most part, I mean, it's like, if you like them, I love them until they mess up. And now with my mom on the other hand, that's a difference. That's a different subject. Like Mama Pam said, when mom's dealing with their sons, you know, when you bring somebody home, you know, she's gonna give you her thoughts, irregardless of whatever. But
of course,
I don't know. But as far as my mentality, I was much like Elijah. I was like to the point where I really didn't care what you thought because it was up to me and my happiness. Now,
right.
if you decide to give me a little input, I'll take a little bit here. See what I'm going to use, see what I'm not going to use. But at the end of the day, you know, I got to be happy. So, that you know, that's why things pretty much just flow with all me and my sibling. I only have one other sibling. So, that's pretty much it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Then,
I found out.
The key thing.
When I met
Okay.
Now, what were you gonna say?
The key thing he said at the end of the day, he has to be happy.
Right.
Yeah. That's the
when
key
I
thing
met my that. Husband, I was a girl, very young girl, and from the first time my mother met him, she didn't like him. And I would learn that he reminded her of someone else, and nothing he could do could change that. So I had to learn, I already knew it, to never tell anything that was going on. Because if I did, you know what I was going to get.
Yes.
You know what they were going to say. You know, so I just said nothing. And being young, that was hard because I married him so young, and but I learned to keep my mouth closed. And as a friend reminded me the other night about the podcast coming up, and she reminded me I had a standard rule for everybody: if you see my man out there doing something wrong, you stop and tell him he's doing something wrong to me. If you can't do that, don't tell me.
That's right. That's right.
You can't tell
That's
him,
right.
Then don't tell me. And it worked out great.
That's
well,
awesome.
Pam, I will be your best friend. I will be your best friend. Because even if I didn't say that, I'll make sure he sees me like two or three times. Hey.
Okay. and she and we learned that lesson really well, and nobody would do it because. But that if somebody saw him somewhere and they thought it might not be right, they would tell him. Because one thing I never thought about when I gave this to all of my family and friends was the fact that when they said something to him, he would have the need to come back and tell me. for fear that they were going to tell me. He didn't know the rule because I didn't tell him.
Right.
So
right.
he would end up saying, oh, I saw so-and-so. I was just with one of the guys, girls from work or whatever. You know, we were just hanging out. So I think that worked, you know, and I decided that it took my mother actually 20-some years to finally realize he wasn't what she thought. And then she loved him
wow.
forever. But she taught me you cannot take family's ideas because they have their own special feelings. And too often, their feelings come with their own baggage. Their feelings
yep.
come with their past and their experiences and the people in their lives.
You know what? This is Coach Kevin. I recently had a conversation with my youngest son's grandmother, and you know, she told her daughter, she said, I bet you wish you was with Kevin now. And she's like, well, Mommy, you told me this. And I often, you know, you can't let your parent or anyone make that choice for you, you know.
No, you can't.
If you see 100% good in this person, no, nobody's perfect. We all got flaws. But if you see 100% good in this person in your eyes and in your heart, make the choice for yourself.
True. Because nobody can see the things that you see in a relationship.
That's absolutely correct.
No one can know what the two of you really have and what goes on. And sometimes that person came to heal some pains that you had. And in order to do that, they had some things they needed to teach you.
You know, your home is what the two of you make it, not what the three of you or what you and your family make it. It's what the two of you make it. So at the
yes.
end of the day, when you lock your doors, it's just the two of you in that house. You know, with kids, if you have children, but you two lay down each night and say I love you or good night, whatever. There's no one else there to say good night to you.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
Looks like we have a.
Okay, guys.
Like we're
going into our commercial. So we'll be right back, everybody. Love ya.
All right. Love ya.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas.
When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
Ready, the beer is Miller Lite.
Keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Again,
hello.
We can tell that I like to go to beautiful, nice, elegant places. And if you get a chance to take an Odyssey cruise, please take it. If you've been thinking of somewhere not great that you'd have an awesome time, that's a place you should look into. It is wonderful. And always tell our friends that you heard it from MMS. We're going to take a look at one of the questions that our viewers had asked me after the last show, and that was, with things the way they are now and people catching all kinds of things, do you think that you should ask a person that you are wanting to get, you know, meet, go out with, if they should take a vaccine? They should look into the virus. Have they had the virus? Do they have they been tested? Would you ask someone to be tested?
You know, this is Coach Kevin. You know, that's an interesting question because I never thought about it until earlier this week. And wow, how do you present that question? Because, like, when you go on certain businesses, they ask you these questions. So,
right.
You know what? Maybe people won't be offended by you asking the question because when they go on certain to their doctors, they always ask that question. So,
or they test you at the airport. You know, you go places,
yes.
They test you. You
so,
know, they're testing before you can fly, so...
And I'm a body language type of person, so I guess it depends on the individual. Not saying that COVID-19 picks its own personal individual or this person or whatever the case may be, but I guess it depends on what I see through the person. You know,
okay.
Hey, you've been to any bars lately? You've been traveling anywhere? You know, yeah. You know, you could even say, you know, like the hot state. Oh, listen, last time you've been to California or New York or even where I live in Florida. Have you been down to South Florida? You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, try to make it fun.
Okay, what about you, Valerie? Sunshine.
Yeah, I think, you know, even with, like, for me, conversating with a person, you know, it depends on what type of person you are. Are you the type of person you meet somebody that, or you hold a conversation with somebody the first day, you're going out on a date in 2 weeks from now? I take my time. I'm not in a big rush. So during some of that period of that time that went on, you'll find out where they were, who they surround themselves with. You know, you can see signs, you can hear signs. Kind of what's going on. And there's nothing wrong with asking, have you traveled? Like you said, they ask me, we ask our clients, our staff, all of that all the time, every day. So,
right, that's a great part of our life.
A norm.
Now.
Right, yeah, yeah, it's kind of the norm right now. to maybe ask or inquire that you have to take the COVID test, you know, have been around people that, anybody that passed away or anybody that had it, how did it affect them? It's just kind of like,
right.
You know, like all I'm saying, it's how your approach to everything. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
There's so many different things with this virus. My son put a note on his door, office door, that says if you come in, you must have on a mask. And they were very offended by that at his job. But he said, I just had a friend. I talked to him one morning. He was happy and getting ready to travel down to Florida. And the next morning he was gone. He said, if that doesn't tell you something, then you need to think twice.
Wow.
And I guess we hadn't thought about that someone could be, you know, happy, healthy, wealthy one morning, and that night he'd become ill, and that next day he'd be gone. So it's serious enough for me. I'd ask you.
You know what's scary about that, Mom? Regardless of if it's COVID-19 or not, that can happen anyway. That's what the problem is. And if you take the COVID as serious as you do, then you don't mind asking those questions. You know, a lot of people are not taking it serious, and got a lot of people got comfortable now. You know.
True.
So you have to take it serious.
What about you, Kelly Elijah?
I haven't really thought about it. Because I don't want to be paranoid, but at the same time, I want to be careful. You don't want to offend the other person, but you want to take precautions. I mean, if I see that you are wearing a mask, you are hand sanitizing, in my mind, it'll make common sense that you already took your own test. Or
right.
If you're taking, you know what I'm saying? And we could talk about the subject. And without saying, can you get tested or did you get tested? Kind of bring the subject up like lightly. Or when's the last time you went to the doctor? Or
do you have a mask?
Right. Do you get the mask after you change that mask? What kind of mask are you using? You know, because at my job, everybody we're working like regular hours, but everybody has to wear a mask and everybody goes through this hologram kind of temperature thing. And yeah, everybody, there's social distancing stuff going on. There's all these protocols at my job. So, and there's a lot of people at my job, but everybody's wearing a mask. So, and, you know, hand sanitizers are everywhere.
That's great. That is great. We have Devin, a listener, and he says, is COVID a good reason to avoid seeing someone? I'm not sure if she is scared of the virus or me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Devin.
Well,
but that is a good
I'm
one.
I'm sorry for you, partner. It's
That's
a
good
question.
Yes, it is.
I personally bought myself a non-contact thermometer. So, you know, when you come to my door, you know, I'm checking your head in the first place. So maybe if you get a non-contact thermometer and just point it to your head and show her your temperature, you know, and point it to her head to make sure. Yes, you know. Wow. But that's a great question. Oh, my goodness.
That is, yeah. What do you think, Elijah Kelly?
That's a oof. Avoid seeing some. I'm not sure if it's scared of the virus or me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is a good one. That's a good one, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Man.
Because here's the thing.
Great question.
This is my opinion, and this is how I say it. If a woman is not interested in me, just tell me. You know.
Right.
That or
right.
Instead of just tell me. I'll tell her straight up. If that were me and if she tells me it's a virus, I'd just be honest with me. Is it me or is it the virus? Be real.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
Not play the games.
Yeah, just be honest with me. I can handle it. Are you really scared of the virus or is it really me? Be real with me, you know?
Well, Elijah, you can find out real quick if it's you or the virus. Like I said, get that non-contact thermometer,
Point it to your head. Yep. Show her you were normal. Then you'll know your answer.
We have a Rudy said, if presented as a safety measure for each of us, I wouldn't be offended. And
that's
I think
right.
all
that's
of us
right.
would feel that way.
Yeah.
All of us feel
no,
that
I
way.
Wouldn't be offended. Right.
No.
I mean, you know, that goes back to the HIV virus. You know, some
exactly.
relationships they listen.
True.
Let's get tested. Let's get tested before
True.
We think about becoming intimate. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Someone told me, they said when it's the same way now as it was then for me, because they said they all wondered. Everybody wanted to know that knew me. They said, who's going to be the first person to ask somebody, have you had your test? And you have to go have one, and I have to see it. So I was the first one to do it. I did it, and I told
wow.
them what was going on. And I said, have you been tested? Because you know if you're going to date me, you'll have to have that test.
Yes.
And it has to be updated for today or yesterday. He didn't take that very well. He really didn't, but I meant it,
wow.
and I'm that way now. I would not have a problem because better safe than sorry is that old term they used to use.
Yeah,
I'd
absolutely.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, I would worry if it offended you in the state that our country is in right now. I would worry if that bothered somebody. You know,
right.
are you hiding that a family? Because I say, have you anyone in your family had it? You know, do you know of anyone personally that had it? And when's the last time you saw them?
Yeah.
I think it's serious. I don't think it's something we just, you know, push under the rug because I think life is too special for that. I think
yeah,
life
right.
wants you.
Well, to the
and
listeners,
Coach
Kevin, it is a very important question. I was recently in an accident, so every doctor office I go to, they're, you know, giving me the thermometer thing and asking me the 10 questions, if you will. So, yeah, I haven't been tested, but I don't show any symptoms or anything like that. I monitor myself daily. You know, I have a daughter that's studying to be a nurse, and she, you know, I get a text message every day. How you feeling today? What's going on?
Don't leave out the other part, Coach Kevin.
Oh, she's the boss.
And she came up to
she's
make sure that he was doing the right thing.
She came here and stayed here 2 weeks.
Isn't that
I
awesome?
Couldn't move. Yes.
You're blessed, bro.
I thought that
oh,
was
man.
Your. Yes, he is. That's what I told him. He's
blessed,
blessed
yeah.
to have that. Now,
yeah,
we have another question,
you wanna
guys.
Catch? Okay.
The question was, how do you deal with getting to know people when you're shy? When you've always been shy and it's hard for you to let anybody know that you care about them. How do you get around that or over that?
Wait a minute. Say that again, please.
When a person is shy and they have trouble, you know, talking to people and letting them know if it's someone they like or care about. How do you learn not to be like that? I think is what they were asking.
Well, first I would start with my body language, and then once I build up my nerve to speak about it, I would see how they respond to my body language. Let me rephrase that. I would see how they respond to my body language, and then when I get up the nerve to speak, you know, hopefully they'll chime in and say, you know, you don't have to be, you know, this shy about things. You can actually talk to me. And that now you're at the friendship level, and you're more confident to talk to this person. that could be the only way I could think of to get that person out of their shyness.
Elijah? Callie?
How to break out of your shyness?
Yeah. That's a good question
because, I mean, I understand, like reasons of being shy is, like, well, number one reason being shy is the fear of rejection.
And worried about
losing face when they reject you. I've always been a straightforward person, open tell the person, and there's always a risk. But how to break out of that shyness is work on self, like you find something that you are confident about, and whatever your best features are, present that face forward. Because I don't, I haven't met really too shy people since high school.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
High school?
Yeah. We in Cali, you're over here, we bold. I mean, everybody out here bold, man. Trust me. Nobody cares what anybody thinks out here.
Wow. Okay, MMS Sunshine, let's hear your thoughts on that one. We know where I can go, Cali.
Yeah, we bold out here.
They
just do their thing, not worry about getting rejected or if they offended somebody. Trust me.
Look, don't forget, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago. There's a lot of that going on up here too, on this side of
exactly.
town. Depending on where you grew up at, you were talking or saying something. Or guess what? If you was really that shy, you kind of stayed out the way. That's usually how it is.
Yeah.
But I do believe, too, that you kind of, like for me, if, you know, I grew up, I was shy, but I was, you know, I could do things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I do believe you kind of follow the lead. Somebody was saying follow somebody's body language. Kind of follow the lead of the conversation,
yes.
See where it's going. If somebody's talking to you, then you might start with small response, yes, no, you know, and then add on to, oh, yeah, I understand, and so forth. And what happens is you start learning to converse with people, and you don't make yourself, a lot of times people think they feel a certain kind of way or they come off a certain kind of way, but at the end of the day, people got to realize, too, you got to be yourself. You're looking for the person that's going to accept you for yourself. And then you get some guy or girl that says, oh, you shy, you can talk. And they'll nudge you and add you to be a little bit more open, and that will make you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, for
so
me,
I
was shocked because I had a world when I, and I'm from Chicago originally, and in my world, there were so many people, and I had no idea I was shy. Because they were so straightforward, and they were the ones who introduced you to everybody, and you knew that if they introduced you, they were telling you you're safe. And so I, you know, worked in the same schools for 25 years. Everything was the same in my life. And when my husband died, when I came here, actually, I realized I was shy. I don't approach people. I smile all the time. I do, but I'm not the one to approach or tell someone, you know, I kind of like you, or, you know, you could be someone I like to talk to. I don't have that ability. And it's terrible to say that you find it out, you know, at this point in life that I can't do it. Sometimes I want to, but whatever it is that it takes to do that, I don't have it.
Okay.
And it doesn't help that I came up in the world, old school, where the guy is supposed to approach you. You know, women don't approach men. Men are supposed to do that. Men are supposed to call. You know, and it stuck in me
mm-hmm.
that that's who I am.
Mama Bell.
Yes, sweetie.
I'm telling you, that's how I was raised too. The man, he is the one that starts the conversation. You know, he calls you. You know, that's just how I was raised. You know, that was a part of, as I always say, coating or dating or, you know.
Right.
You present yourself as a woman in a certain kind of way.
That's right. Exactly. You would have names on your title if you did that. You were supposed to let
That's
him
right.
always.
That's right.
Yes. And
That's
I
right.
realized that that is who I am. And, you know, I really can't change it. It is who I am.
Right.
I wish, you know, I
That's
wish
right.
I could, but it doesn't change because that's everything we knew. Was the man, the king, the prince, they're the ones that approach the woman or the queen or the
That's
princess. True. You know, and so that is just stuck in who I am. And I have worked on it, but it doesn't work.
Right. And I do agree with you that When back, you know, and back in the day when females approach a guy, you know, they would get called, they would be labeled. And then if one person labels you, you know, now you're pretty much done with the entire community. You know.
That's true.
So, yeah.
It's a
man is supposed to approach a woman, you know, especially if he has interest in her. Yes.
Right. That's who we are. All right, kings and queens, I'm going to have each one of you do a sign-off because we're getting down to our time. So we're going to let Callie, Elijah.
So this is Elijah, a.k.a. Mr. Callie. Thank you for tuning in. Love you guys. Until next time, have a great fourth.
MMS. Sunshine, Valerie.
Midwest Mocha Sunshine. I just want to say I'm glad you all came. You're out here listening. We are so excited about our podcast. We hope that you come back and you're here every week to get something great, something new, something that you need. That's why we're here. One of the people talked about a therapist. Hit inbox me. If you need a therapist, that's what I do. So thanks again. Come again. And we hope that every week that you get something out of that it works for you.
All right. Amen. All right, Coach Kevin.
Hey, well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We would like to hear from you guys. Like, and, you know, send us questions. You know, we want to hear what you guys are thinking on the world today. But thank you for listening. This is Midwest Mocha Coach, Tropical Coach in Florida. Come on back and listen. We love you.
Well, you know, I want to mention that tonight we had 3 listeners from England. So we're
yes.
traveling, guys. We are traveling.
Hey.
Yes.
We enjoy you coming and listening and would love for you to call and let us know what you're thinking. We try to find things that everybody seems to want to discuss. Blessed on here that we have honest kings and queens that everybody tells you from the heart and their experiences, which makes it great. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Well, we'll see you next week. And we want you to know we love you. Come on back.
Yes. Come on back. Come on back.
Come on back.
Yes.